This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Apple WWDC 2019, a look at the annual Apple Developer Conference, breaking down iOS 13 dark mode, iPad iOS, the Mac Pro, and how it'll all keep a better eye on your privacy. That's after these tech headlines. Let's stick with the topic. Developers have sued Apple over the costs associated with selling apps on the company's app store, accusing the tech business of monopolizing app distribution. The lawsuit, which was filed in California on Tuesday, says the company has charged developers a commission of 30% for nearly 11 years on selling apps and products within the apps. An Apple spokesman said the company doesn't comment on lawsuits and directed the Wall Street Journal to information about its app store on its website. So misfires happen. Square can attest to this. The digital agency forwarded receipts documenting transactions as mundane as a cup of coffee and as sensitive as an obstetrician's visit to people who are uninvolved in the purchases. According to emails reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, in some cases, neither the purchaser nor the recipient could say why Square sent receipts to the people it did. At issue are the methods that tech companies employ to make money off of the financial data of their users, as well as the degree to which those companies disclose or get consent from their users about those efforts. Read more about how data on individuals' credit card transactions can be particularly delicate and what you can do to stay safe at WSJ.com. And after saying that it would start banning riders in the U.S. and Canada with significantly below average ratings, Uber faces heat from angry users taking to Twitter to pan the new initiative. Many calling the move a good way to kill business, many users reported receiving low ratings based on factors outside their control. No stranger of controversy, The Wall Street Journal's Laura Forman has more on the blowback and what Uber is doing to solve a new problem on its hands. Head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app for more. Coming up, Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference is a wrap. The new changes you can expect on the horizon.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Apple held its annual Worldwide Developers Conference in San Jose this week, where it talked all kinds of new changes, including an iOS 13 with a dark mode, Mac iOS Catalina, and continued ongoing attempts to address user concern about personal data. Here's CEO Tim Cook.
We believe privacy is a fundamental human right, and we engineer it into everything we do. And this year, we're doing even more.
We will soon have Sign In with Apple. WSJ's personal tech columnist Joanna Stern was on the scene to explain how it works to protect your privacy.
Instead of signing in with data-hungry Google or Facebook, Apple is working with app makers so you can log in with a more discreet service. It even has a way to block companies from getting access to your email address. The App Store will be built right into the new Watch software, so you can install apps without a phone nearby. You'll be able to search for apps via Siri or the keyboard as well.
Apple also says that iOS 13 will open apps faster and features a new version of the Face ID system, which will unlock your phone 30% faster. Moving on, let's talk iPads. There's now an operating system just for the iPad called iPad OS. The Wall Street Journal's David Pierce was also on scene at San Jose to explain.
iPad OS features a new home screen with more apps on each page and a new Today view so that you can actually see widgets right on the main screen. It also has a long-awaited file manager, plus support for USB drives and a desktop mode for Safari.
And then there is the Mac Pro. First, here's the obligatory setup and applause.
This is the new Mac Pro, and it's incredible!
Using a brand new Intel Xeon processor, it has up to 300 watts of power, allowing users to participate in things like production rendering, playing back virtual instruments, and simulating iOS apps on multiple devices at once. The cost, a mere $6,000. Those are the biggest highlights. For many more recaps, videos, and beyond, head to WSJ.com. Also take a listen this week to the Journal's Instant Message podcast, where our personal tech columnists will dive into it all. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.